lot of parents who thought it was wonderful that their kids were reading books thanks to Harry Potter are wondering, what's next? What can I get them to read now? Well, here's one possibility. I've got a book in front of me that looks very interesting, and it's rated preteen. It's called Parallel Worlds, Book 1, Parallel World Zero, and the author, Matthew Peterson, joins us on the WDIS Newsline. Hello, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Dan?
Good. Now, since this is Book 1, I take it there's going to be several more books?
Yes. There'll probably be about 6 books and maybe a standalone novel.
Now, give us an overview of this first book, the Parallel World Zero.
Well, Parallel World Zero, it has been compared by reviewers to like Harry Potter meets Star Wars. So if you can kind of put your mind around that, the main character, his name is Simon Kent, and he's about 12 years old. He has a low self-esteem, and there's some bullies that are fighting him, and all of a sudden, this girl with green hair that changes colors with her mood appears and saves him from the situation. But then she accidentally sends him to another parallel world using magic, where all of a sudden he discovers that he can perform magic as well.
The idea of a parallel universe has been around in science fiction for a long time. And supposedly, there's new research that the physicists are doing that say it might be real. So is this fiction or is this nonfiction?
Maybe in a few years from now we'll discover. This book is definitely fiction in the way that they get to the parallel worlds. You know, they kind of go through what I call a para-stream using a device that the girl's father had invented. The Earth, of course, you know, we don't know anything about these type of things, magic and traveling to other worlds. But in the book, all the other worlds, that's just commonplace. And so that's what makes it interesting, that when this girl accidentally finds her way on Earth and finds this planet where nobody knows about magic, her magic is just crazy, out of control. But when she brings Simon to this other world, things flip around. It's another world where they don't know about magic, but all of a sudden Simon has all these powers, and they're just ridiculously crazy. He can't control them.
Sort of a kid in a candy store, huh?
Yes, yes.
No pun intended, of course.
It gets him in a lot of trouble.
Sounds very interesting. Have you always had such a great imagination?
When I was younger, I started writing when I was in first or second grade, and I picked up one of those old stories that I had written, and I couldn't believe it. So I guess this imagination started young. I started writing the book when I was 14 in 1990, and then didn't finish it until, you know, in my late 20s.
That's quite a writer's block there.
Writer's block or computer crash. That's what it was. My computer had died, and I gave it up. And then years later, someone said, hey, you should really read this book. It's called Harry Potter. So I picked it up, and my jaw dropped because it was similar to my book about a boy who discovers he has magic. So I finished writing it.
Now, some people criticize the Potter books because, you know, it's witchcraft and black magic and stuff like that. How do you feel about that sort of a criticism for this genre?
You know, everybody has their different beliefs and religious beliefs. My book is definitely, they're not killing animals and doing hidden rituals and things like that. It's all very fun. Imagine a humongous fire-breathing pigeon roaming the streets of New York from a spell. So it's very fun magic, and there aren't the dark aspects that sometimes you do read in some of those books. Now, there are scary parts in the book. You know, people are who they are.
Well, wouldn't be life without some scary parts.
Yeah.
When you put this all together, I mean, are you the type of writer that has an outline in advance and you know exactly what's going to happen before you write, or you just sit down at the word processor and letting it fly?
I definitely have an outline. I know the ending of the whole series. It helps me to have some direction, especially because I like good endings for movies and for books. And I knew that if I didn't have something really nice for the ending, then might just, I don't know what the ending would be like. So there definitely is an outline.
Now, how many books in the series can we expect to see, or is that a secret?
Right now, tentatively, probably about 6 books in the series, and then probably a standalone novel with just one of the characters.
Well, based on what you've told me and based on what I see looking at the cover, I'm thinking movie.
Well, when I was writing it, it was like a movie was playing in my head, and I was just writing down what I saw. And it was fun because I, you know, that's the author's dream. Speaking of movies, I just created a video trailer of those characters from the cover and posted it on my website yesterday.
Great. What's the website?
Oh, it's pworlds.net. So P is in, you know, parallel worlds, and there's an S at the end. So pworlds.net.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the air with us, and promise to come back when the second book comes out and when the movie does, too.
Oh, definitely. I'll cross my fingers for that movie.
All right. Well, again, thank you, and the best of luck with this book.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. We've been speaking with Matthew Peterson, whose book is Para World Zero. This is the first book in a series of the Parallel World.